It's been 10 years since the band Cage the Elephant released their breakout self-titled album. That album launched Cage the Elephant into a career playing stadiums and eventually winning a Grammy a few years ago for Best Rock Album. At the center of the band are two brothers, Matt Schultz on vocals and his older brother Brad on guitar. Their new album is called Social Cues. It uses rock to explore loss, from divorce to the death of friends and growing up poor in Kentucky. I was born on the wrong side of the train tracks. I was raised with a strap across my back. Let me on my side, I'll hold me up to the light.
I remember one of the first instruments we ever had, we had found a drum kit in a dumpster. My mother was disgusted, and my father was very pleased.
You're how old at this point?
We're probably 7 and 8.
That's Brad. Matt, the lead singer, is the more talkative one. I'm just imagining those, like, 7, 8-year-olds playing a drum kit that they pulled out of a dumpster. If they had any way of knowing, they would win a Grammy.
You know? Not at all.
Not at all.
In fact, when we won the Grammy, we couldn't believe that we won.
Yeah.
It, so.
The thing that's really wild for me, though, is I remember when I was younger, even kind of having a pretty melancholy disposition, and I don't know if I ever would have thought of like life being so fruitful.
We grew up with not much money, and we had 4 boys in our family, and we all stayed in the same room, so.
I know that at one point you lived with your grandparents after your parents were divorced. I mean, it sounds like there was a lot of hardship in your youth. Did you have to lean on each other? I mean, was there times that you really needed the support of one another?
I think we definitely helped each other through a lot of hard times.
I mean, you talk about having a kind of melancholy, and there's been a lot of loss in your lives since your last album. How does that come out in the music?
I think in a lot of different ways. I mean, we went through an extremely rough point where we lost my wife's father, we lost our cousin, we've lost several friends. And
like best friends.
I think that subconsciously affects everything about you, and for some reason led us down the road to even what kind of instrumentation that we put into the songs.
Can you give us an example of the instrumentation being a little different on one of these songs than maybe it might have been had things gone differently in the last few years?
Tokyo Smoke would be a really good one to hear. In this track, there's definitely a big presence of that kind of like horror film influence, as well as this kind of bizarre darkness. It's not like a sad darkness, but it's more of almost like this frustrated, angry.
Yeah, this is not like a lay on your bed and cry. This is like a punch the wall and cry.
Yeah.
But on this album, the loss comes across in a lot of different colors. Like, the final track, Goodbye, is so heartbreaking. It may express grief, but it expresses grief in an entirely different way from most of the other songs on the album. A pretty bird, my favorite lullaby. Had I become the thorn in your side? All you left and turned into a cry.
Goodbye. Yeah, I don't know why this keeps standing out to me. Well, perhaps I do, but one thing that has stood out to me is that the presence of joy within sadness and grief, and there's the many different shifts within the grieving process as well. It's all right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. When you hear or perform this song now, does it take you back to that emotional place? Or are you able to sort of be like, okay, clocking in for work, gonna perform this song?
It's actually kind of odd. We recently lost one of our best friends, Tiger Merritt, from a band called Morning Teleportation.
I'm sorry.
And we had planned this song to be released months before.
Advance, yeah.
And it happened to be released the day after his funeral.
Wow.
And the song just took on a whole different meaning for mm-hmm. me.
There are real moments of hope on this album, though, like the song The War's Over. So, when you sing the war is over, love's already won, what's it a war against?
Imperfection, I think. I think many people walk around with a sense of guilt just for existing. And the reality of life is we're on a planet within a solar system that is traveling so many miles per hour around a massive ball of gas, and here life is. So our mere existence is validation. I think the war is already over. Love is a universal truth. You can build your walls, love will tear it down. You can hide a heart inside a man-made house. You can build your walls, build them to the sky. One day you will find love was on both sides.
You two have come so far from the kids who dug a drum kit out of a dumpster in Kentucky. But when I think about the amount of pain and loss and grief that you've suffered in the last few years, I wonder whether you find yourselves as brothers still leaning on each other in a way similar to what you had to do to get through your difficult childhood.
Yeah, in retrospect, I think so. Especially this last few months, I feel like we've really been leaning on each other.
I think more now than ever.
Yeah,
I do in the too. Past couple of years.
Yeah, and I think we kind of rediscover that on every record that we make.
To a greater depth.
I actually just teared up.
Me as well.
I am sorry that you've had to go through all that loss, and I am glad that you have each other to help you both get through it. Matt and Brad Schultz, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Their band is called Cage the Elephant, and the new album is Social Cues.